It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Coming up, we got second row, Jeff Dunham. Funny man, tickets for you to win with the world's easiest contest. That is just minutes away, right around 6:25. And we're thinking, if you couldn't see someone's costume for Halloween, maybe if you just heard their catchphrase, you could figure out what they are dressed up as. Or maybe if the costume's so bad, you need the catchphrase to help you figure out what they're wearing.
Well, I mean, I do it all the time. I don't realize that I'm quoting catchphrases.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I was like, what a maroon to Hope. And she was like, what is that? What does that mean? What's a maroon? And I was like, it's Bugs Bunny. Hello.
Back in the day.
What a maroon.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you calling me a shade of red?
And then I realize, oh my gosh, we probably are using these catchphrases all the time.
How about, ogres are like onions. Onions have layers.
Shrek.
That is the worst impression.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
So wait, let me rephrase my answer. That's a wannabe Shrek. That's not really Shrek.
Why are you talking slowly?
He doesn't do it fast. He's not like, ogres are like onions. Onions have layers.
Right. Oh, that's such a bad accent. I can't hear it again.
The Halloween costume's so bad, you got to do the catchphrase to figure it out. This is, how about, here's Johnny.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm ready. Oh, SpongeBob.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You didn't guess mine, by the way.
I don't know yours.
The Shining?
The Shining. I knew it was Jack Nicholson, but I couldn't remember the movie. Right. I just know he like peeks through a door.
Do you know? Well, he puts the axe through the door, The Shining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, axe through the door, peeks through the door. I got to tell you, a lot of those scary movies I can't watch.
All right, here, this one's not scary. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Joey from Friends.
Yeah, so maybe you and your group of people are going as friends, and maybe you're dress not exactly like them. Maybe you don't look exactly like them. You got to do their catchphrase to guess who they are.
Yeah. What about good grief?
Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
So it's Lucy?
Just Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah. He would do that. Yeah. You know what'd be funny with that? You bring the football.
Yeah.
And you keep doing the kick and you pull it away and he misses. So that's acting out the character.
How about to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. So just in case the costume is not that good, you got the catchphrase.
And you see these every year. And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh. There you go. I'm trying to earn a Scooby snack here. Many seem this time of the year is the most beautiful time of the year in our Rochester area with all the farmers markets, the apple farms, the corn maze. All these great things are happening. You two are going nuts over the cider donuts.
Yeah.
It's just that time of the year. Many love it. What screams Rochester this time of the year?
Well, for me, it's my neighbor's leaves all over my property.
Well, wait a second. Why is it your neighbor's leaves? Leaves.
I have zero trees on my property. Not one.
Zero trees?
Not one. But I'm surrounded by trees, which means we are constantly mulching, raking leaves. And not a one of them's mine.
Didn't the person you bought your house from was like, please don't ever plant a tree on our property?
Yeah, because he took down so many and it cost him so much money.
So if you have all these leaves in your yard, why don't you just take a leaf blower and like blow them back in your neighbor's yard? Like, here's a little bit for you. Oh. Here's a little bit for you.
It's tempting, but that's rude. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah, you would not be making friends with your neighbors.
I would not be making friends. It would be jerky of me. Standing, but yes, do I want to? Of course.
Standing right at that property line.
Just a wall.
There you go. Yeah. You got them back. You know they're yours. Don't look at me
these
like that.
These aren't mine. These are yours.
Don't side-eye me. You know they're yours.
Yeah.
What? Well, now, wait a second. Okay, you bought the house.
Yeah.
And the previous person didn't want trees.
Yeah.
Why do you have to fulfill his goals? He doesn't have the house anymore.
Well, I don't have to. He just like told us all these horror stories about how difficult it was to get these trees from the roots out of this property. He was like, there was so many trees that I just, and it made him nuts, I guess. He was like, I got rid of everything. I just like clear cut the whole yard.
Okay.
So you could just tell everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, please don't undo what I've done. And I don't want any trees, of course. So it's fine with me. I mean, it's not because I promised him. It's because I don't want any trees. We got enough leaves.
From everybody else.
From everybody else.
All right. Let's make a part of the world's easiest contest. Go see Jeff Dunham. What a funny guy with all his puppets and everything. Bubba Jay's my favorite. Got Peanut and a Walter. The grouchy old man there. So the world's easiest contest today. Usually I'm the king of
ideas.
They're ideas.
Okay. Bad ideas.
Well, Hope's got one now. Solve your fall problem with the leaf blower. Send them back to your neighbors.
Why don't you just blow it back in their yard?
Oh, were you missing these? Here they are. Call number 19. Leaf blower is the answer we're looking for. That's why it's the world's easiest concert. This is for up close. Second row tickets. That's how we roll. We take care of you, getting you up close. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. Through call number 19 and can say it back to us. Carl, you working? Are you at home?
I'm at home.
All right, here we go. The world's easiest contest. Call number 19, Carl. So usually I'm the one with the great ideas. I'm the king of the ideas.
King of bad ideas.
No, they're just ideas. Thank you. But Hope came up with one to help TJ with all her neighbor's leaves going into her yard. She has no trees. What was Hope's suggestion to get rid of the leaves?
Use a leaf blower and blow them back in their neighbor's yard.
Okay, yeah.
Which I can't do because that's so rude. I would never do that. Would you ever do anything like that?
No, in fact, I help my neighbors blow their leaves. We live in a very tree-full area, so.
That's what neighbors do, Hope. And then you just get on the radio and crank about it. That's what we do. We help each other and then we crank about it on our own. Congratulations, you got a pair of second row tickets to see Jeff Dunham, Blue Cross Arena, March 20th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You're going to see him second row, so enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, up close, best seats in the house. And, of course, tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBEE.
And we're going to have front row tickets for Jeff Dunham to give away Friday morning. Front row, best seats in the house. Getting you up close, that's how we roll on the B Morning Coffee Club. That's Friday morning, 6:25.